So welcome back. I've made a few executive decisions as of today. One, I'm going to be using soft-spoken voice more because I realized that I like my soft-spoken voice. So that's what I'm going to be primarily doing my ASMR in from now on. Two, we're going to be shooting in 4K. So this video may be uploaded in 4K. It may still be in 1080p, but just know it was shot in 4K if that's the case. I haven't been using the 4K on my camera because it doesn't have the automatic autofocus on it. But then I thought about it. I'm like, I use manual focus most of the time anyways. And then I tested it out and it was okay. So, you know, I'm going to adjust the main focus on the fly right now too. So hopefully that picks me up pretty good. But I've been playing around with my camera all morning, trying to get my exposure settings right, doing stuff on my computer. I think I'm good. Okay, sorry about that. My roommate was in there, so he was loud. So, but yeah, not sure what res this is going to be uploaded in, but it's shot in 4K. And the reason I wasn't using it because of it doesn't have the dual pixel autofocus, so I was worried that maybe I would keep going in and out of focus doing a little movement. But when I ran the test video, it didn't seem like it was that bad. I think more so it's a problem for people that do vlogs more than it is people that do like sit down videos like me. So I'm not too worried about it for my videos. I've been playing around my camera settings all morning too, trying to get like my exposure right with my lights and everything. I've been playing around with a lot. Okay. You guys are going to see this video before you see the podcast episode, but you're going to notice in this video and the podcast episode, I've been playing around with my audio too, trying to get it better. I've been playing around with a lot, guys, okay? I'm trying to take this content to the next level. I'm trying to give you guys quality shit, and I'm trying to improve my overall skills. So, yeah, that's what we've been up to. What else? I had something else I wanted to say before I got into the topic. I don't remember. But anyways, what I wanted to talk about. Oh, that's what it was. It's the point of this video. We're going to upload more podcasts a week. So we're going to have one that comes out, audio version, on Wednesday. One that comes out on Friday. And then the video versions are going to come out on Mondays and Fridays from now on. I'm going to do two a week now because I kind of like these short form topics. They're kind of like videos, but like short form podcasts too. So like they double as both. So as a content creator, why not, you know, repurpose your stuff? You know what I'm saying? Like it makes my job easier and it's fun because I like doing these. But what I wanted to talk about today, the actual topic of the show, is just finding what you love to do and really locking into it. Because I see a lot of people, me and one of my friends were having this conversation the last time we talked, and he was telling me about this guy. He's doing pretty well on YouTube, actually. Like he has like 10,000 subs. He gets pretty decent views. He is really good at editing. And his thumbnail style is really dope. And he gets good interaction and everything. But I guess he's not to the point where he wants to be. And his main issue is, I'm putting all this work into my content, but nobody's willing to look out, I guess, like put them on, like, you know, have them on a bigger platform, get them some more exposure, push his audience up. And we were having this discussion and I'm just like, yo, like, where does this mentality come from? Especially with content creators where people feel like they get in and they don't realize how much success in such little time they actually have. And not only are they ungrateful for that, but then it translates into, well, nobody's helping me. Nobody's putting me on. And it's just like, dog. First of all, if you haven't put in 10,000 hours, you haven't done enough work. You haven't put in 10 years worth of work. You haven't put in enough work. Like, you have to be willing to do something for 10 years for free if you truly want to be a true success at something. Because I've been doing YouTube for, what, 8 years now? It'll be 8 in June, which is next month. So it's been 8 years since I've been doing YouTube. I have not made a penny off this site. Like, but my content today is leagues better than 8 years ago. My knowledge of the algorithm of how to actually shoot and edit videos, how to do audio, how to do Photoshop. Sorry, I thought I had a hiccup, but it didn't come out. How to actually promote videos, like how to make good quality clips and like what works and what doesn't. And I'm still learning, but there's a lot that goes into it. And it's just like, bro has social media, but he doesn't put his content up there. He will, but it'll be like, he'll upload the link and say, go check it out. Like, he's not really on Instagram Reels. He's not on TikTok. He's not really doing that much promo on Twitter. There's no Reddit promo. It's just, but he's managed to get 10,000 subs just off what he's done, just off YouTube, just off the algorithm. And it's like, brother, you are blessed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are blessed. And like, I feel like there's a lot of people like that, especially in this space, but all around the world, that are blessed and they have some modicum of success. And it's like, okay, you're not making money off YouTube. Why not open a Patreon? Because like, okay, if you have 10,000 subs, but you have like 100 people that are willing to give you $5 a month, like, yeah, they're going to take some off of it, but like, you're easily going to make $300 to $400 a month off people just giving you $5 a month, bro. You get 100 people to give you $5 a month. That's 500 gross. After net, after Patreon takes their cut, you're probably going to get like $350 to $400. Like, that's $350 right there in your pocket every month. And it's like, that's not a lot, but it's like over the course of a year, that's an extra few thousand. And like, if you keep growing and if you double your subscriber base on YouTube, say you triple your base on Patreon, you got 300 people giving you $5 a month. You know what I'm saying? Out of 20,000 people that found your content enjoyable, getting 300 people to go support you on Patreon is very doable. It's just like, okay, you don't have a Patreon. You don't have, do you have a site? Do you interact? Like, do you have a Discord server? You don't do promotion, but it's like, everybody wants a handout. Everybody wants somebody to put them on. And it's like, the days of putting people on is over, bro. Like, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels, TikTok, that's where it's at. That's where the promo's at. That's where the work is to be done. Just getting on here, recording a video, uploading it, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not enough anymore. Because although the amount of YouTubers that are making over 75K, like a year of just YouTube ad revenue, is like increasing by 50% year over year. So there's more and more people that are getting to the point where they can actually support themselves and their families off YouTube every single year. So the myth of, oh, it being harder to get on, is not true. Like, it's not, the numbers don't support it. Not only do the numbers not support it, but then it's just like, to have the mentality that somebody has to hand you something, it's just not, that's not the way it, that's not the way it goes, bro. You gotta earn your keep. You know, the most successful people in the world barely get any sleep. You know, they're sleeping 5-6 hours a day. And if that's not what you want to do, that's fine. But what I'm telling you is you got to find some point in time where you're putting in the extra effort, where you're going the extra mile, depending on what you want to do with it. If you're just having it for fun, then that's fine. But don't complain about you not having the success that you want to see when you're not putting in the work for the success. Like, in what line of business does anybody go into and try to become a self-employed person and not have to work extra long hours? Where does that mentality come from? Where does it come from? Some people do get lucky and they do just upload and they're making crappy little content and, you know, they can blow up off of it because people like their personality. Some people do that. It happens. But that's not the majority of the time. Majority of the people that I see that are successful off this, the majority of the people that I see that are really, you know, build fan bases and take it seriously and make it into a full-time job are really putting in the work. Really putting in the work. And I don't understand, like, I'm going harder than I've ever gone on YouTube. And like I said, I am 8 years deep into this. I have 2 podcasts. I have my channel. I'm doing Patreon now. You know, like, I'm building my website. My website's almost done. Like, I am putting in more work now than I've ever put in. And I've never seen an inch of more than 1,000 subs. But I know this channel has the potential to go even further. I know that. I've seen it with others. I've seen it with how much growth I've had in only a year and a half that I've been actually uploading on this channel. And it's been inconsistent. I haven't gone a 6-month stretch where I haven't missed a video or missed a beat. That's the next goal. The next 6 months for this channel, guys, I'm trying to get it to where I'm not missing a beat no matter what happens. And I may not hit that goal, but that is my goal. For the next 6 months, we're not going to miss a beat Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And on the Patreon, a month's worth of videos every month. That's the goal. That's the goal. The goal is to start using YouTube Shorts, to use the community tab, to use TikTok. You know, you got to go hard for what you want, man. You got to go hard for what you want. That entitled mentality got to go. It got to go. And that's not shitting on nobody. Like we were saying, like when me and my homeboy were talking about it, like it's not the shit on bro, because I don't know bro like that. It's just the shit on the mentality, because the mentality is dangerous. The mentality is bad. The mentality, it gets you fucked over. That's all it is. Like, it's just, nah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. That's all it is. We're just not doing that. Put in more work. Get better at the craft. Enjoy the process. The process is fun. The process of meeting new people. The process of watching your channel grow. I had more fun watching this channel grow from 0 to 5 than I had the last year or so that I was doing my last channel that was at 1,000. Because it's fun. The process is fun. You gotta enjoy it. You gotta love what you do. You gotta have a vision and you gotta stick to it. You got to be able to put in whatever work is necessary to get to that mountaintop. I keep having the burp and it's not coming up. Like, the gas is in my chest, right? And it's making me like hiccup a little bit, but it's not coming out. I don't know. But yeah, that's it for today, guys. This is a little bit of a longer episode, a little bit of a longer video, but, I just wanted to talk about that, wanted to rant about it a little bit, and really just, you know, tell you guys that, hey, keep working. You know, it's on the way. Like, I work a part-time job, I DoorDash, and then I come home and I do this. Like, I work, man. Like, I'm trying to work. Like, I'm trying to really go after what I think I can really do and live up to my maximum potential, because I love doing this shit. And I want to own my own production company. I'm going to own my own production company. And we're going to be successful. And I'm just trying to put in the work that it takes to get there. Straight up. And that's all. So appreciate you guys for watching beyond the video version. Of course, you can get this one, this specific podcast, 3 days early because it comes out on Friday on the audio version, which you can check out in the description down below. If you're on the audio version and you want to see the video versions, you can always go to the channel name that is in the episode description. And you'll find my channel on YouTube and you can watch it there. Eventually, the website will be up and both versions will be available on the website on the same day. So that's what we're planning to do. Also, if you want to get it early, you can always go to the Patreon. The Patreon's going to get it before everybody because, like, for example, this video is going to come out next Monday and the audio is going to come out Friday. It's Tuesday right now and this video is going to be up on the Patreon. So if you want to get everything early, you can always go there. There's no tiers. You can always pledge whatever you want to pledge for the month. But yeah, I'm going to get on out of here because this one's getting long. So thank y'all for watching, man. I'll see y'all in the next one. Peace.